Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, meet Freddy!
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
New music.
Not really, Bob.
It is, kind Bob, of. Yes.
Perhaps you haven't heard it, though, since
since my cardboard cutout is here more than me. Maybe the cardboard cutout. Or,
do you like your cardboard, cutout?
Yeah, the cardboard cutout is,
I guess,
tremendous.
No, I haven't heard it.
Bob,
I like it, though. A little country, yeah.
Yeah, I like it, too. Who is it, Limits?
This is Red Barn by Gary Pratt, Bob.
If you have your red paint, you paint your barn red.
Paint the barn red.
Red Barn.
Remember the Red Barn, Bob, all those years ago? It was like a fast food place, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was many years ago, Joe. Now, we're going way back on that one.
Yeah, that was painted red. How are you? You okay?
I'm doing well. How are you? Just disappointed I haven't been able to golf much. Too much work, not enough play. And the days are continuing to grant us opportunities, and I'm not taking advantage of any of them. But I know you are.
Trying.
Yeah.
Trying. Going out to the range a little bit, but not much. I had something to mention to you, but now suddenly I'm depressed. Look at Limit's haircut on day two.
Yeah,
it's very
rare. We talked
rare.
About that on Monday. I thought it was...
Day three, actually. It looks better now.
People are asking for his photograph now.
Right.
So therefore, that has something to do with it, I think.
Did that happen at the Pirate game?
So I went to the Pirate game yesterday, and as I was walking to the entrance, somebody said, City Limits, and I waved, and I said, hey, what's going on? And then when I was sitting at the game, I was just minding my own business, and somebody came up and said, hey, Limits, I love the show. Do you mind if I get a picture to send to my buddies? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, man, I feel like Bob Pompeiani right now.
Before you know it, Bob, he'll have his face on the side of a cup with Ron Cook, just like you did.
There we go. Where are you from exactly? Where'd you grow up around here?
In Baldwin.
Baldwin. So
Baldwin Borough.
Do they have a Brighton hot dog shop in Baldwin?
No, but they're ripping up my road right now.
And they're going to rename it Limits Road.
Oh, my word. My car, which sits low to the ground because I have a little Kia, I'm scraping my car up against the grass. I can't even go into my driveway properly because there's this gap of like a foot between where they dug up the road and they're going to repave it. And I asked the nice lady that was working, I was like, please, when is this going to be done? I don't want to hurt my car. And she said, I think by today. And I was like, thank you.
I tell you when you cannot go from point A to point B anymore. Everything's under construction. It really is. It's just everywhere you go, there's much more of it.
Yeah, it's a good thing I don't get mad when I'm driving, Bob.
Do you?
Yeah,
never.
Yes,
I never
I have
get
a
mad.
Severe I've case of chronic road rage.
Well, you can't do that, Joe. You're the one who's telling me about leaving stress out of your life.
I know.
To get through my stuff I get through. And
guess what, Bob? Guess what's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Thursday. So Thursday we have Tyler Kennedy normally, right?
Yes. It's
going to
be a day of champions, I'll tell you. You're a champion in virtually everything you do. You're in the Beaver County Sports Hall of Fame. This guy to my left here, he's a champion. He got to the championship with Baldwin Wiffleball,
yes,
as I recall.
Did.
And won it.
And won it. So he is a champion. We're going to have Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion. Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion. But here's the news. Here's the show news. Tyler is bringing with him, and I don't know in person or by phone yet.
Well, hopefully it's in person.
One Max Talbot. Bob.
Shh.
Superstar Max Talbot. This is going to be gigantic, Limits.
But the times are going to be reversed. We're going to have Chris at 10.
Yeah.
And then Tyler and Max at 11.
Yes, we are. Fun. I'm excited for that, but I'm more excited right now to live in the present and get into this show, Bob. And in honor of our old friend Ron Cook, who didn't talk to you for months at a time, let's crack open a six-pack, shall we?
I don't think you were omitted from that, were you?
Hell no. Nobody was omitted from that. There are some people he never talked to in the first place, like Limits. And then there were people like me or you that he knew for years and suddenly, seemingly without reason or cause, would shut down in our presence for weeks at a time. And I witnessed it with you and him. It was incredible and incredibly uncomfortable,
well,
I might add.
I mean, the thing was, it never manifested itself on the air, nor should it ever, and it didn't. It was just one of those things.
Yes,
I don't know, Bob.
You guys had a blowout on the air once where he yelled at you on the air for not having him on the nightly sports call anymore.
And then you called him stupid.
That was a different, and I called his.
But the first part was absolutely a blow up related to that.
Again, as I tried to say, I don't control a lot of what goes on.
You don't have to explain to me. But Ron was he was beside himself. Everybody got shut down. I think he shut down Bouchette at times. Did he ever shut down Dulac?
I don't know. I have to find that out. I don't think so. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I think he might have. Definitely not Fittipaldi. Fittipaldi was his favorite. How could anybody shut down Ray?
They were partners in the car going to places, weren't they?
Yeah.
They always drive together.
Yeah. I think Ray looked at Ron as a mentor, and Ron looked at Ray as a protege of sorts, Bob. It was a beautiful story.
There was.
There should be a 30-30 called Ron and Ray.
Ron and Ray together.
I'm still convinced, Joe, that Ron did not know my name until the last day he worked here. Until the last day.
That is absolutely true. Limits, crack. Who do you think wins here, Bob? Has Ron cracked a beer, or are we first at 10 a.m.? He's down in Fort Myers.
I think today will be first, but normally by 11 that changes.
All right, let's crack it, Limits, please. All right, Bob, we get started this morning with our Wednesday morning six-pack with the Steelers defense. And I got a text yesterday from a former Steeler suggesting some changes on defense. I want to know if you agree with any of or all of these. Mm-hmm. Because the way I see it, we're only two games into a season, but it's a continuing pattern. And also, I think any of us look at Keanu Benton and say, I don't think that's a problem that's going away. He's suddenly not going to become a prototypical nose tackle. Peyton Wilson isn't suddenly going to become, an Alandon Roberts type in the middle and start standing up blocks and crushing ball carriers. There are some issues here that are very obvious that I don't think you need to wait another week to correct. And neither does this ex-Steeler who texted me. His three suggestions, Bob. You ready?
I'm ready.
Jack Sawyer starts the game. Herbig rotates in, certainly in obvious pass situations, the reasoning being that Sawyer may hold the edge better against the run. Cole Holcomb takes over for Peyton Wilson, who also may rotate in passing situations. He is, after all, one of the greatest cover linebackers in the history of the world. Right, Bob? I think Mel Brooks made a movie about that. And then there's Keanu Benton himself, where this person suggests that Y.A. Black, by simply standing there and occupying a block or two, might be a better option there. Do you agree with any or all of those
moves? I'll start with number three. I think that's what I would do. That's first and foremost to me. Keanu Benton has more snaps than anyone on the defensive line so far. He's been playing a lot, but he's not been effective. So I would look to move him around, and I also think Y.A. Black has the kind of body necessary. It's not yet Casey Hampton big, but it's getting there. And he can do and occupy people, and that's what you have to do. You have to get two guys trying to stop him if that's possible. And that opens things up. So I would do that, absolutely.
And it's
he's a rookie, but so be it.
I agree with you. And it's also fair to mention that, three-quarters of the snaps on defense are sub-package football. So I don't see...
Maybe more. I mean, it seems like it's a lot of sub-package.
Yeah, so there's not a ton of work for a nose tackle, but man... Keanu Benton's just been steamrolled this year. And this person also thinks that he would do better, moving a step or two to his left or right, or five steps to his left or right and playing that kind of position and being more of a playmaker. How about with the linebackers?
So, okay, I'll start with, I'm not going to start Jack Sawyer yet because I still think Herbig has shown when he's in there, he can give you a little bit of a spark. You know, he's not one of those guys who should be in there the entire game, just because the more you see of him sometimes, I think this is true of a lot of players, maybe the less impactful they get. He strikes me as one of those guys. He's a good guy to have in rotation, but he's not necessarily somebody to start and play a whole game. So I do think Jack Sawyer has the build and the kind of nose for the football that it takes for stopping the run. And that, make no mistake, is their number one concern right now. They got to find people who are good to do it, which brings us to Cole Holcomb. They signed him as a three-year starter, a three-down player. That's what they thought, and then he got injured, and to his credit, he's fought all the way back, and just a horrible injury.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's fully recovered from that. I see him at times being a little bit slower than he was, which is natural.
He hits people,
but he hits people, and I think, you know, you can't afford to be pancaked all over the place if you're an inside linebacker trying to make tackles if your defensive line can't do it first. So I think that's all three of those would make sense to me, yes.
Yeah, Peyton Wilson's locker is now known as the original House of Pancakes, Bob. How many times did he get pancaked the other day?
A lot, according to Chris. I mean, yes, he was watching specifically.
We were all watching it, but it's not just that. It's not just
the fullback once took out both inside linebackers on that 19-yard run, which Kenneth Walker wasn't even touched. Third and goal.
It's not necessarily the dramatic pancake blocks. It's the drudgery of down-to-down, run-stopping football, right, shedding blocks, making plays, and he ain't it there. So you said you would put Holcomb in?
Yeah, I would.
Me too.
But I've said this in the preseason. I thought he should get more playing time than he likely would get.
Yeah,
I knew they were high on Peyton Wilson, and they haven't, you know, lost their passion for him. It's just that he's having a hard time right now in the middle of the field. He's very good at going sideline to sideline.
I'm not understanding why that would change with his body type.
I just think that he's more of an nose to the football guy. You're talking about Holcomb here?
No, I'm talking about Peyton Wilson. Oh, he's having a tough time right now. How is that going to change with his body type?
I don't know. I think a lot of it's technique also. I think a lot of it is trying to be in the right spot. And when you're going to take on blockers like that fullback who pancaked him and Queen at the same time, you got to know how to win that battle. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't think he's a very elite athlete. He's a very big, well-put-together guy, so he should have that. Plus, he's fast. His quickness should allow him to beat some of those blockers just by quickness alone.
Or have the people in front of him tie up more blockers, which
exactly
gets us back to YA
right.
Black. I agree with all three changes. I differ from you on Sawyer. I think Sawyer should start the game. I think that Herbig should rotate in. I don't love Herbig against the run. Go back and look at that tragic 19-yard touchdown on third and goal. Do you realize?
It's never happened.
It's never happened. Nobody's ever run the ball in on third and goal from the 19.
They were putting up the white flag there. We're going to take a field goal.
Yes.
We got it. So we'll run the ball on a sweep, and nobody touched him.
Terrible angle by Herbig. We had, who was our guest yesterday from Penn Live?
Nick Faribault.
He's very good. He said that people probably overdo it when they criticize Herbig against the run, but nobody would say he's really good against the run yet. I think that Sawyer is your better option and you rotate in. Anyway, we'll see if Mike Tomlin makes any changes on the defense. I'd mentioned Terrell Austin, except he's just a figurehead. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
Next, Caleb Johnson. Tomlin talked about him yesterday, of course, was asked extensively about him. Big surprise, he'll be taken off the kick return team, Bob. I think Bill Buckner got taken off first base after 1986, too. So he won't be out there. Who will? Tomlin, when he was asked who's going to be out there, said, I haven't even begun to address it. Bob, there's a game Sunday. Any ideas?
I think he knows what he's going to do, and I think it'll probably be Ken Gainwell, who's listed right now.
He's already out there. He's already out there with Johnson.
He's going to be the primary guy back there. I think Scotty Miller, if I'm going to use somebody, I want somebody fast who can break it, because that's what they're missing. Caleb Johnson is there because he's a running back and should be able to detect holes. You know, when you have stationary guys, okay, now we're set, let's go, where am I going?
Yeah.
He's not fast enough maybe to get to those. You know, given
Gainwell's already out there. They kick it to Johnson because they know he's a slow-plodding running back who's
Gainwell
a rookie who fumbled in week one.
He is, and that surprised me that he was still back there. So 2 weeks in a row, that became an issue. He won't be back there. I would go Scotty Miller. I think he's good at it. I think he's, you know, he's a veteran. He's been around.
I don't
other
think
than
he's
that,
good at
other
it.
Than
he's
that,
never done it.
That's why, but I think he can do it. Other than that, and I think coaches are reluctant to put players who have regular starting position jobs out there.
Yes.
But I think he may have to go away from that. And that would be a Jaylen Warren even, Calvin Austin. If you want a running back who can find holes and explode, Jaylen Warren's the guy. Now, do you want to put him in that position? How many other options do they have? They don't have many.
Calvin Austin's
one. That's a position.
One.
That's a position, by the way, that they have to kind of reevaluate now, given the fact that this dynamic kickoff is not going away, and they have to have people who are good at finding holes. You know, during that blocking scheme that's in front of them.
Yeah,
you need to find someone who can do it and also take it deeper. And they used to do that specifically, find guys like Stephon Logan. I think they're going to have to get back to that. Guys who are really good at that stuff. It's one of the reasons why they had Cordero Patterson. They thought he could, but he was too old. So they're going to have to find people like that who are specifically good at that.
Yeah, because through the first 2 weeks, I saw it reported that more kickoffs have been returned than any time since 2010.
That was their goal. They don't kick it in the end zone anymore, which is good. It used to be just an automatic kick through the end zone, take the ball out to the 25.
Right.
Now you get to the 35. If you do that, and you know, coaches do not want to give you 10 more yards. If they do, the frequency of field goals at least goes up.
What do you see as being some of the candidates to kind of fill that spot on?
I haven't even begun to address it yet.
I wonder if he's addressed the kickoff return game in about 15 years, Bob. They were pretty good. I think three of his first 6 years, they finished in the top 10. Do you know when the last year they finished higher than 12th in kick return average? Higher than 12th. In the NFL.
I haven't looked at that, but I'll guess 2014.
2012.
Okay.
Their last kickoff return for longer than 38 yards was what year, Bob? Wrong.
Wrong. I mean, I.
2022.
I don't
know. 2022. And you tell me, give me another beer, Limits, please. You tell me which of these was the most ridiculous return man. And by the way, yeah, the Steelers thought that they were beating everybody to the punch last year. So they go out and they sign Cordero Patterson 2 seconds after that new dynamic kickoff rule is passed. And by the end of the year, he's shoveling snow. That was his main job by the end of the year, if you'll recall. They might have well have signed. Listen to some of these guys. Listen to some of the guys who have returned kicks under Tomlin. It went well early in his career, and he's never taken it seriously since then. He seems to err on the side of, I just don't want anybody to fumble. So you tell me, in your opinion, which of these was the most ridiculous kick return man of the Tomlin era? Are you ready, Bob?
I think I have my answer already, but go ahead.
Fitzgerald Toussaint, Mwelde Moore, Benny Snell Jr., Kareth White Jr., Anthony McFarland Jr. A lot of juniors out here, Bob. So Terrell Watson, who I didn't realize was a person since yesterday. Kobe Hamilton. Sammy Coates. Gunnar Olszewski. Or Najee Davenport.
The dump truck was going to be my pick.
Yeah, you're going with the dump truck.
He just, the nature of the nickname tells me that he ain't going to be able to do anything but get the ball, you know, 10 yards and be down.
And he's don't just, fumble. That's it. I mean, it's time to compete on kick returns, for God's sakes.
The NFL's made it an issue. Now it is an issue. And special teams, being a third of the game, they always like to talk about it. So take that part of it very seriously with the dynamic player.
Ryan Switzer, well, they finished last in the league with him in 2017. So guess what they did? They brought him back to do it again in 2018 and finished second last in the league. Him and Kareth White Jr. It's ridiculous, Bob, and why it's important is because of what you mentioned. There's every kick is returned virtually now. Every kick. Tomlin spoke about yesterday how special teams, particularly early in the season, he said, can swing a game one way or the other. It certainly has in the Steelers' first two games. And, you know, teams can win games right now on the kick return. And the Steelers have done a crappy job covering them and running them so far through two games, and it's been costly. Limits? All right, Bob. We switch to hockey for a moment.
We're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting close.
I think tomorrow's the first day, so here we are.
Here we are. And there was Sid the other day handing out season tickets and sort of, kind of, trying to refute, I guess, what Pat Brisson said, but not really refuting what Pat Brisson said, which was basically Brisson was asked by Pierre LeBrun whether he could foresee the day Crosby would want to be traded. And he said, there's a chance, yeah. And that opened up a new door. Sid said he was surprised by Brisson's comments, Bob.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Maybe I'll buy... that maybe they didn't go over precisely what Brisson would say, and maybe Sid thought Brisson went overboard, but clearly there is a change in philosophy on Sid's side, and he never came out the other day. I don't know if he was asked, but I would have asked him.
Oh, I would
have
too.
So are you saying you're a Penguin for life no matter what?
Yeah.
Yes or no? He did say, my stance hasn't changed on how he loves Pittsburgh, but my circumstances have. So I don't really think if he meant to douse the fire there, I'm not sure that was done. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree that he's doing, I don't think it's that far different than what Pat Brisson said. It was a softening of that comment. You know, circumstances have changed. Of course, we know that. The circumstances are you want to play playoff hockey, and you should. Every year, Sidney Crosby should be there. Every year, we in Pittsburgh should want to see him in high-stakes games. Because that's the best part of it all. So those are the circumstances that have changed. So does he want to still be here? Yes, I know for a fact he loves it here, and I know he's very rooted here. But I also know that his thirst for being in these kind of competitive games drives him. That's why he was great in Four Nations. That's why he'll be great at the Olympics next year. He wants those games. Maybe the issue is, all right, we understand there's a rebuild going on here. Our approach will be, hey, circumstances change.
Do they understand there's a rebuild going on here? I don't think so. I think this whole thing is about Raquel and Brian Rust, that they want to win this year.
That's the message being sent. That, okay, I understand the circumstances, but, you know, they change. They change meaning you're trying to bring in a whole bunch of new people. You better not trade those guys, or you better understand that I need those guys if we're going to have any chance here. My competitive juices want to still believe we can get to the playoffs.
Right.
The only way that's possible is if we keep them, some of these guys who've been productive for us. If you trade them for future assets, you're not helping me, you're helping your organization, which is what Kyle Dubas is doing. He has to do both. We've been talking about this all along. He's doing both. It's hard to do both. And now you got a guy who's the best at what he does, and he should have opinions about how this is going. And I don't think he's one of those guys to come out and stir the, you know.
His agent did that.
Okay, but he didn't. He softened it. He didn't necessarily disagree with it.
No, he didn't.
That's what I said.
That's why the pot's still stirring.
The circumstances are, you know, different. Okay, we know what that means. Translate. We know what that means. That's what he's saying, and I get it. He should.
Yes, he should. And if they wanted to refute this and end this story, then Pat Brisson, as our friend Benzie writes in the Trib today, should go right back to Pierre LeBrun and say, I went too far there. That's not what I meant. Sid is going to be a Penguin for life. And Sid has said that before, and he could have said it the other day, and he did not say that.
I think he's respectfully trying to go about this without coming right out and saying maybe what he ultimately feels. You know, I get that. He's a very professional person. He's not going to come out and say, hey, this is ridiculous. I don't want to be part of it. He's not doing that.
He's not doing that. That's the story.
Right. Well, okay. But that's how he's operating, and I understand that.
I understand it,
now,
too.
And we may have a totally different approach here when he goes in to talk to Kyle Dubas. You know, that's supposed to
especially
be a private...
Especially if he trades Ricard and
right.
or Rust.
And that's a private conversation.
I
would have thought already they had that conversation, you know?
You'd think that's one that's going to keep on brewing. And I also agree with Benz when he says it looks like Brisson is trying to run a good cop, bad cop, give and go with Crosby. And one of the two isn't handling the public relations puck particularly well. Nice alliteration by Benzie there and a very
Benzie's
good sentence.
Benzie's a good writer. Yeah. He is. And he does a very good job with the play-by-play when he
wonderful man
Duquesne and Robert Morris and all the things he does.
A wonderful all-around player, isn't he? But I think he's right there. I mean, obviously, Pat Brisson did not go rogue by telling LeBrun, yeah, we're open to a trade someday. Things have changed. Obviously. Now, I don't know that Sid knew the exact wording. Maybe Brisson went further than Sid wanted. But clearly, their stance has changed. And if they get off to a bad start, all bets are off. Limits! Well,
that's the one thing that can change drastically. If they really are out of it early, then that can change.
For sure. One other hockey note. Marc-Andre Fleury coming back to play an exhibition game September 27th at PPG Paints Arena. Bob, I love this. This is fantastic. And it's going to be a lot of fun that night. I don't see anything wrong with this. Do you or anybody else see anything wrong?
No, he wants to do it. I think it's fun. He's beloved here. And the Penguins are cashing in on it, too. You know, let's not forget that part of it. Tickets are going for crazy prices.
Yeah, why not?
So, yeah, you're in the business of doing that. People want to see him one more time. He'll then retire as a Penguin.
Could be the only sellout of the year at this rate.
It might be.
Is it going to be a sellout?
I would venture to say it's going to be close if it's not
going
to be
one. You think
so,
Limits?
No, I think it definitely will be a sellout.
So do I.
They prices, already opened up more tickets
right,
to sell.
And the prices are, if you go on some of these outfits that third party, whatever you call them, man, the prices are up into thousands of dollars for tickets. I never thought I'd see that for a preseason hockey game, no matter who was buying it.
Did Kerry Davis return kickoffs here, Bob? I think he did.
He might have.
At least a couple.
I'm sure there are others.
He was a fullback. I'm surprised Tomlin didn't use Chris Kimoyatu to return a kickoff or two.
The dump truck was
what the hell is he doing? What are they doing?
It's one of my favorite nicknames, the dump truck. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Not a good story to go with it, though, Bob, is it?
No.
Not a good story.
Not a good story, but that's how you get the nickname.
Limits, please. Thank you. All right, Bob. The Pirate game last night. So Paul Skeens obviously has earned a rough start. He gets roughed up a little bit. My first part of this is his ERA goes back over 2, God forbid. He's still easily the NL Cy Young winner, right?
Easily. You could have given him that last month, I thought.
I agree. Limits, you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Do we think the voters will agree with
that? Yes. How could they not? If they don't agree with that, then there's something wrong.
Well, voters surprise us from time to time.
Who would be your choice?
Nobody for me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There are 3 guys who have had good seasons, and that's fine, but they're not anywhere near with, and you take away the win total and all that stuff, just look, watch, you'll see. The difference is clear. So he is the guy.
All right. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, I can't remember if you just cracked one for me. Did you? For me and
yes.
Bob to share?
I'll crack you another.
Thanks again.
I think you chugged that one. That's why you don't remember.
Donathan Kelly, the Pirates manager, is now 10 losses in 11 games. They're falling apart. Well, they're falling apart. What kind of idiot would say that? The whole season they fell apart. They had a couple little of stretches of semi-competent play. They're 4-10 in September. And I'm wondering how you, Bob Pompiani, views this, because I'm starting to think the best possible outcome could happen here. And that is that Don Kelly has showed enough to be the manager, but that this September swoon amidst another just collapse of this offense is enough to get rid of Ben Cherington. And then maybe you let the new GM make the call, sure, but maybe you give him an order. Hey, you got to keep Don Kelly. I don't care, Bob. I just don't want Ben Cherington back. And I think what's happening now would be a great reason among 10,000 others for Bob Nutting to get rid of him. Thoughts?
I don't think it had to go all the way to September to figure this out.
Neither
I would
do
go
I.
by just the previous 6 years and what it's looked like.
So would I. But if they stayed hot and they had a great September, he would have an excuse to keep
Well, them. Ben Cherington can have an excuse to him also and say, look, I've established this pitching staff, which everyone acknowledges is going to be very good. And now if you watch my team in Altoona, you'll see three guys are going to be up here maybe all next year. Connor Griffin, Tamar Johnson, and Valdez, all I think they combined for like 8 for 12 or even more than that, not 10 for 12 or 13. It was something like that, and they won last night in the playoffs. Anyway, those three guys are on a faster track, specifically Connor Griffin. He can sell Bob Nutting on the fact that these are the guys I put in place. It's taken time, sure. Have we disappointed? Sure. We're getting closer. 35 games this year where the Pirates have had one run or less. They're lost by one run.
It sounds like you're making a case for Cherington.
I'm making his case if I'm him. This is my case I'm telling you.
Okay.
If I'm Ben Cherington to Bob Nutting, it shouldn't matter. I've told you this. I would make a change. But if he's going to believe this, and and there's merit to this. I mean, they have guys here you acknowledge your pitching staff could be good next year. It was good this year, starters, and it was good actually last year before injuries took place.
Yeah.
So I could see them saying, we're close. We should, and if that's the case, Bob Nutting could be duped into saying, okay, fine.
Oh, I think Bob Nutting will wind up keeping Ben Cherington. I do.
For those reasons, right? Those will be the reasons.
Yeah, those would be
if
the reasons.
If someone asks him why, he'll say that.
Yes.
But I can't forget about 6 years. It's taken way too long.
They stink. The team stinks.
And they're in last place again.
And they're falling apart again at the end of September. And I think the optics at the end of a season absolutely matter. I think they mattered with Hurdle and Huntington. I think if that team had flourished by the end of the year, whether anybody admits it or not, a lot of times it's how you finish. And we do the same stuff with ball players.
But when you're
we look
last
at a guy
place
who stinks.
Year.
We look at a guy who stinks. And if he hits 350, if Jack Sawinski comes back now and hits five home runs the rest of the way, guess what?
No.
He's going to be auditioning for a job, which he'll probably still be doing at age 40. So whether we like it or not, September influences big decisions.
It may, but it shouldn't. They were in last place the whole year. That haven't changed. They can't hit the whole year. That hasn't changed.
I know.
The outcomes to me don't matter right
me
now.
Me neither. But do they matter to him?
Well, that's a whole different question. And like I said, if you're
Well,
Ben
let's answer it. That was the original question.
My answer is, again, I can only answer from my perspective. My perspective is I want change there.
What do you think Nutting will do?
I think he'll keep him.
What do you think he'll do, Limits?
I am like 51-49 right now that he's going to move on. Just because of the way
just
that
from
ending,
Cherington?
Just from Cherington. If they keep Kelly, I'm okay with it, but I'd be looking to move in a different direction as well.
I like Donnie Kelly.
You would move on from Kelly. Why?
Well, I mean, I would like to see what else is out there. You know, like what other options out there? Like who else would be interested in this organization? Like
make no mistake, there'll be people interested. There's only so many of these jobs. And if you have a
same
chance.
Same for a GM.
Right. And we were so, upfront about wanting Terry Francona here. And obviously that did not happen for a couple of different reasons. But is there somebody like that that has a lot of veteran experience?
Either.
No, they fell apart.
Yeah, but they got to 500. I'd take that now, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm tired of talking about 500.
Well, that's the first step.
It's way too late to talk about 500.
500? They're two games. Wait a second.
22 games under 500.
Wait a second.
I don't want to talk about 500. I want to talk about competing for a wild card.
500 is competing for a wild card. The Reds right now, what's their record?
They're not really competing. They're out.
They're two games out.
Look how many teams they got to deal with.
If you're right at 500 or slightly above, you are by definition competing for a wild card.
To me, 500 just says you're settling for average. And I think
so you expect them to rock it from 30 games below to 20 games over. I'll take 500 right now.
I think with this pitching staff, and again, the if is never going to happen, but if they spend the right money and a lot of it on bats to improve, if they do that, I can see them being in a position. Yes, I can. Chicago Cubs went out and spent some money on a lot of bats, including Kyle Tucker, who's now injured, but they're a team that for the years, even last year, they were looked at as a failure because and Craig Counsell's first year was not good. They were talking about getting him out of there already. You got to go out and spend money on bats. And if you do that, I can see a scenario where this team could elevate itself beyond 500 and into contention for a wild card. I'm not going to say division yet because I still think until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. But don't you think that's realistic?
That they're going to go 20 games over 500?
I didn't say 20 games.
How many games are we talking?
I'm talking about wild card. How about not just edging in and trying to get over five teams? I'm talking about being a secure wild card team.
If you told me right now,
what's the record of a secure wild card team? The first and second.
I don't know because my computer doesn't work.
Right now, the Cubs are 87-64. San Diego 82-69. The Mets right now at 78-73 is the last wild card.
There you go.
84 wins.
Five games over.
Okay,
maybe three games over.
I think they can get to five games.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, basically.
But they can't get to. But I'm talking about the first two. You're talking about 22 games over 500 for the first two.
No, get me two games over 500 next year.
Okay, that's all attainable if they do the right things. But I'm saying to you that I am not looking at this strictly as a September swoon is the reason that Ben Cherington would be relieved. It's because of what happened in the previous years all the way dating back to 2020. They haven't done anything.
That's why you and I would get rid of him. We can't predict how Bob Nutting thinks.
I'm predicting that he'll be back.
I think the optics of September are our only hope right now. That was my point.
If he's here, the decision was made long before this swoon.
Well, then you're trusting Bob Nutting to make
a rational decision,
and I'm not.
That's not a rational decision.
It would be based on 6 years to get rid of him for six years.
Yeah, but I think he decided long ago he wasn't going to get rid of him. He could have done it with Shelton.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
He made a decision that could have been full sweeping, and he stopped short of that. So
I think Terry Francona's done a hell of a job this year. I'll take that. There's three games out with 3 weeks left, 2 weeks left.
How many teams do they have to overcome? I'm just curious.
Two, I guess. The Diamondbacks and the Mets.
Right. So you have to hope in those 3 weeks that two teams start going the other way and you get hot.
If you tell me right now that the Pirates will be 75-75 next year going into the final 2 weeks, I'll sign in blood. You limits?
Yeah, I'd take it.
Boy, you guys are...
I'd want more, there's no doubt about it.
I want more than that.
I'd like 100. Yes.
I think, again, with the right... But again, the whole thing comes down to what they're willing to spend. If they're not willing to spend, then this is all just another exercise in just word salad. We're sitting here just talking about stuff that never happens.
I know.
And it has to happen. At some point, it has to happen.
Well, maybe getting a GM in here who can finish the job by making some trades. You might not even have to spend, $50 million.
You still have to spend.
You have to spend a little bit, but if you trade some of that young pitching for hitting, then you transform your team.
If you get the kind of hitting that can help you immediately, and a lot of these guys are going to be prospects. When you trade, I can't see them getting a whole bunch in return of current star players or good players. For some of the young pitching, maybe some fringe players.
How about Keller? How about Barco?
Again, I don't know what the return would be. And if the return is players who are right now playing and are significant players, sure. But I don't think that's what you'd get. I think you get other prospects.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gandy
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes, I would like to say hello to my new friend, Lynn, over at UPMC. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny today with a high of John Stallworth, 82, a low of 61. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Welcome aboard. Watch us on YouTube if you would. Bob looks fantastic today. Go to our website and then go to, it'll take you right to the YouTube channel that we have. And you can watch the show as well. Broderick Jones, let's continue our six-pack before we get to the general. Give me one more. Thank you. What did Mike Tomlin say about Broderick Jones week two compared to week one limits? I'd love to hear it.
Took accountability for his performance in week one, talking to us last week. How did you feel he responded with his week two play?
Thought it was significantly better.
You agree with that, Bob?
It was better. Significantly is not the word I would use, though. But it was better, yes. Slightly.
Slightly.
Yeah.
If you want to go slightly, I'll buy that. Just because there weren't, you know, instances of him being dramatically beaten in the pass rush, like that anybody could look at and say, oh, that guy's having a terrible game, doesn't mean he had a good game. His grade was poor. His run blocking grade was poor. He allowed another sack. He's now allowed four sacks. I don't think it's realistic to believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to stay in one piece this year. I just don't think that's realistic. Do you?
No, I just think if you're, you know, betting odds, he's going to get injured at some point. I think most quarterbacks, even young ones, do. We've already seen that happen throughout the league. So, yeah, I mean, that was always the biggest concern when you have a guy who's been around as long as he's had. You know, you got to protect him. He can't, you know, sustain a whole bunch of hits, and yet already he has. So that's important. Yeah, I thought he was a little bit better. I thought the one sack that he allowed was actually a coverage sack, but it goes on his, you know, chart as a sack.
Yeah.
Which brings it to 4-2 games, which is not the kind of rate you want, but... he held his block for quite a while, and there was nobody open. And I think it just, you know, at some point it has to collapse, and it did.
I would argue in these two games that Rodgers admittedly has caused a couple sacks. I would also argue that he's worked his way out of a couple just with smarts and, you know, moving around a little bit out of the pocket a lot of the time too. Bob, two quick baseball notes before we get to the general and then Cabali. The big dumper hit his 55th and 56th home runs last night, and the 55th broke Mickey Mantle's record for most home runs in a season by a switch hitter. What about this guy, the big dumper?
To me, I don't think get MVP. He should be MVP of the league. What he's meant for Seattle is incredible. They also had a guy last night who had 5 for 5 and 3 of them home runs. They're a team to watch in the playoffs. They're better than people. You don't hear about them too much. But, yeah, he has been terrific. And to me, he's the MVP of the league.
Let's talk about one other guy very briefly. He's the greatest baseball player who ever lived. Shohei Ohtani took a no-hitter, I think, into the 5th or maybe the 6th last night. As a pitcher this season, he's pitched in 13 games. He has a 3.29 ERA. In 41 innings, he has 54 strikeouts and 9 walks. Okay? As a hitter, as you may know, Bob, he has an OPS over 1,000. You could take the Pirates' entire lineup and it doesn't add up to 1,000. An OPS over 1,000. He's slugging .611 and he has 50 home runs. I'm sorry. I won't say we take him for granted because that would be a ludicrous statement, but not enough people, I feel like, realize that what we're seeing has never, ever been seen before. Go back to Babe Ruth. He had 1 year where he was really good as a pitcher and still an abbreviated pitcher that year and a hitter. Ohtani's had multiple, including this one, even though he's only made 13 appearances as a pitcher. This is the greatest baseball player of all time that we're looking at. And as an addendum, if Skeens goes to them after the season and says, I want to hit next year, should they say yes?
I wouldn't say no. Why not? I wouldn't expect the kind of stuff that Ohtani's doing. But if there's a way that he can help out in that department, if he wants to do it, I wouldn't say no to it. I also want to get back to Ohtani and say, what makes this even more impressive, Joe, is the fact that he did it after going through what he went through with his arm.
Yes.
And he's come all the way back from that while still hitting, by the way, all through last year with that thing. And it's amazing to me how he can be just this good. But he is the best in the history of the game. I can say that right now, and he doesn't have to do another thing. I totally agree with that. He should automatically be the American League MVP of the year, which is why I'm giving it to Cal Raleigh, or National League MVP. I'm sorry, I got them mixed up. No matter who's in the National League, he's your MVP every year. The argument with Raleigh, with his Judge, everybody says, Judge, look at Judge. Judge already won it. There's a part of me that says, because of that, a guy like Raleigh and what he's meant to Seattle is a bigger story and a bigger impact than what Judge always does for New York, and they're not, I don't think, as good as Seattle.
On the Limits, other hand, do you agree with
On the
Bob?
Other hand, Ohtani, there's no one in the National League. I don't care who it is.
There's no one in the
Schwarber
history of
could
baseball.
Hit 75 home
yeah,
runs.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's a normal year, he probably wins an MVP, regardless of his average, just because of the pop. But no one's going to. Every year, it should be Shohei Ohtani. Who else would you choose?
Limits, do you agree with Bob that Judge should be punished because he's won it before?
Not that he
I
should be punished.
I didn't say that. I didn't say punished.
But I think.
But it's the same thing as,
what
do you think Josh Allen? Josh Allen last year won it. He deserved it. But I also think the fact that Lamar Jackson had two of them.
Voter fatigue, yeah.
Yeah, I think that exists. I do. I think you have to recognize.
Who would you vote for, though? Because if it's
Raleigh.
Just you, okay.
Absolutely Raleigh. Judge is not even close to me.
Not even close?
No, again, the impact. Everyone knew what Judge was going to bring to New York, and he did it.
Holy
no
ostrich
one knew,
oil.
No one knew that this third-round pick in Seattle can be a switch-hitting 55, almost 60 home run guy and do what he's done for that team. So to me, that's a slam dunk.
I fully agree with Bob. I think Cal Raleigh is unquestionably the AL MVP. The odds makers don't think so. I think the odds makers are dumb.
That's why I looked at that last night. I
the
said,
odds
how
makers
they do that?
Are never. Hold on a second.
And guess
here.
It, Bob.
Hold
this.
On a second.
So Cal
here.
Raleigh has more home runs than Aaron Judge. He's leading the American League in home runs. He has more RBIs than Aaron Judge. He's 118 for a catcher that's also a platinum glove winner behind the plate. He's a gold glove defender. He's an incredible defender.
Okay.
They've revitalized baseball in Seattle because of Cal
Absolutely.
Raleigh. He should win it.
To say that it's not even a contest is ludicrous.
No.
Aaron Judge has 48 home runs. Mm-hmm. He's hitting .326 mm-hmm. with an 1120 PS. Mm-hmm. Okay,
all of
so
that's good, and I knew he was gonna do it.
I get voting for Raleigh, I do, but to say it's not even a race, who do the odds makers favor?
Judge.
They favor Judge.
Right.
Again, I knew it, Aaron Judge. He's a special player. He's been that every year. He does what he does every year.
But that has nothing to do with the argument of who should win it this year.
Well, I think in this year it does, because he has single-handedly put that team in a position to be what it can be, and it may be, for all we knew, a World Series champion.
So a guy with a batting, who's going to win the batting title, who's going to finish maybe as high as third in home runs, and who has 105 runs batted in, is not even in your conversation for MVP.
Not a strong enough conversation, no.
I agree. To me, it's
okay.
Two obvious choices this year, and that's the way it should be. And if voters go differently, fine. There are people out there in New York
that's the thing I disagree with. I completely respect that you would vote for Raleigh, but to say it's an obvious choice or no contest when you have a guy who...
Oh, who would you vote for then?
Probably Raleigh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I bet you if you polled everyone who makes votes...
Then why would the odds makers have Judge?
I don't know why.
Because they think he's going to win it.
Because they think they're... Well, I guess Seattle plays in a place that doesn't get as much
Let's put it this way. If I'd be split... And I'd have to look at it a lot closer than I am right now. But if you simply tell me that a guy wins the batting title and hits 50 home runs and drives in 110 runs, I'm going to say that guy has a good chance in any year, as long as Ohtani's not on his side of the ledger and he's not.
What if you put Judge in the National League?
When Judge hit, how many did he hit a few years ago? 70?
No, I don't think that many.
65?
60-some.
Ohtani was an easy winner that year, and Judge won it.
And I disagreed.
So did I.
Ohtani's
a different conversation, but he's in a different league.
But I think, Cal, again, voter fatigue is part of this, in my view. And I think that's why, all due respect to Josh Allen, he's a wonderful player, and you make every case that he should have been MVP last year. You could have made just the same case for Lamar Jackson. If it's a tie, I think voters want to see something different. T.J. Watt felt the same way. Because he's won it before,
sure.
And... You know, and we
all were outraged by it, correct? Right. So you thought T.J. Watt still should have won, right?
I did. But my point is that exists, the voter fatigue factor in this. And I think we're going to witness that, not in the National League, because there's no legitimate way you can say anyone else besides Ohtani is your MVP. If he does what he does, yearly.
But voter fatigue aside, you think Raleigh should win.
Absolutely.
Just based on
merit.
And
you do too, right?
I do. Okay. And I think it's an unbelievably close call, one of the closest I've ever seen.
I don't think the voting will reflect that.
I do. I mean, the odds makers have Judge.
I know.
Do you think they're wrong?
I think when it comes right down to it, they're going to look at that. And if you take everything into account, most valuable.
I hear you.
Raleigh away from Seattle and you took Judge away from the Yankees, who would have a better team?
For sure, the Yankees.
Yeah.
We got to go to the general, though, okay. Bob.
All right, General. I think I have my shirt figured out.
I'm going to go with the big dumper here, General.
No,
who are you going
with,
Bob?
You can't take my dumper. Don't take my dumper. You know, in recognition of that, then, General, I want a dump truck. I want a Najee Davenport just for
old time's
sake.
Yeah, Najee Davenport. It's Starkey's Card of the Week. Listen to the show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Who you got, General?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me. Ohtani and Raleigh both make great cases this week, but neither one of them has a day named after them. In a week that there is a Roberto Clemente Day, we're going with 21.
Mm.
Every day is Roberto Clemente Day in Pittsburgh. I got a 1972. It's my personal favorite card of all time. Roberto's tossing a ball up to himself. Shea Stadium in the background. Last year he played as a player. Second to last card. It's one of the best cards we've ever given away in honor of Clemente Day. But I'll tell you what, I'll throw in a Cal Raleigh rookie for Bob, and I'll throw in an Ohtani card for you, Joe. We'll throw it in all three for the card of the week.
Let me ask you real quick, the Cal Raleigh impact on your business. Have you seen any tangible evidence?
Yes, but it's a trickle at this point. And I'm going to tell you what, it incorporates everything you guys have been talking about while I was on hold listening. Voter fatigue is a thing, right? Like that permeates into even collectors. Even more importantly, the reason odds makers have Judge so high is the East Coast effect, right? Raleigh's hitting his home runs at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Most of America is sleeping at that time. It's an unfortunate thing, but it happens. So Cal Raleigh rookies are hot. They're hot, and they're one-tenth of what Judges are. So they're coming, but they're not there yet. He has to do something in the playoffs.
Thank you, General.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Mark Cavalli.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.